This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's State Health Department, in response to and at odds with a district court judge's ruling, enacted new restrictions on Montanans' ability to change the sex designation on their birth certificates in an emergency rule issued Monday. The emergency rule, developed between the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services and the Montana Department of Justice, both agencies headed up by Republicans, says people cannot change their birth certificates even with gender-affirming surgery, a stance by the state executive branch that disagrees with the district court judge's definition of sex. The rule, signed by DPHHS Director Adam Meyer, allows a person's birth certificate to be amended only if it was listed incorrectly on the original birth certificate due to a data entry error, but does not allow the certificate to be amended based on gender transition, gender identity, or change of gender. The State Health Department said it would no longer record the category of gender on people's birth certificates, replacing that category with a listing for sex that can be changed only in rare circumstances. The process is at the center of a lawsuit filed by two transgender Montanans against Montana DPHHS, hoping to strike down new restrictions on their ability to change the sex designation on their birth certificates. The plaintiffs have contended that gender-affirming surgery is not medically necessary or desirable for all transgender people. The Montana legislature in 2021 passed a law that required transgender people to obtain surgery and an accompanying court order confirming the procedure before changing their sex on their birth certificates. In April, Yellowstone County District Court Judge Michael Moses issued an injunction barring DPHHS from enforcing that law as a legal challenge against it plays out in court. Moses wrote in his injunction order that gender-affirming surgery, even for those transgender people who have a medical need for it, does not change their sex, but rather affirms it. Last week, the ACLU of Montana, representing the plaintiffs in the case against the new law, said DPHHS was not allowing people to make the changes under the earlier rule as Judge Michael Moses ordered in his injunction. The legislature's wide Republican majority passed on party lines the law that triggered the lawsuit, and ultimately the state's emergency rule. Democratic legislative leaders on Tuesday denounced the department's actions in issuing the rule. Damage to the Bozeman Swim Center will keep the facility closed for at least 6 months, city officials said Monday. The building was abruptly closed last week after an inspection ahead of planned HVAC repairs found structural issues with the building's roof and one of the walls. Bozeman's chief building official, Ben Abbey, has determined the building is an unsafe structure. Abbey did a site visit on May 19th and found a dilapidated state and disrepair of the structure. The structural integrity of the natatorium roof constitutes a danger to the public health and safety because in the event of a heavy snowfall or seismic event, the roof structure of the building could collapse, causing a hazardous condition to occupants inside the building and immense damage to the property, Abbey wrote. The city was planning repairs to the structure. Voters in 2021 approved a $2.2 million bond for repairs to the Swim Center, Bogart Pool, and the Lindley Center. Half of that bond is slated for the Swim Center to replace ceiling and floor tiles, as well as completely replacing the HVAC system. A report done by Morris and Merrily states that effects of moisture and mold was found in the roof during a January assessment, as were rusty nails and pins. Engineers did a more thorough inspection in April and found deep splits in some of the roof trusses, as well as moisture damage and heavy rusting of uncoated steel connection bolts. The western wall is out of plumb, and the walls appeared to be separating from each other at the northwest and southwest corners of the building. The engineer's report states, given the critical nature, magnitude, and widespread distribution of structural concerns discovered during our limited visual structural assessment, it's our opinion that this roof's structural adequacy is compromised at this time. Snow loading may have contributed to the swim center's roof concerns, as well as a humid pool environment coupled with an apparent lack of adequate ventilation. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.